AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to be part of that generation that will turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will interrupt the line that we have been on concerning the Lord's coming back under the banner of flee and pursue. The reason that we will interrupt this series is that from December 1st through the 21st of 2012, a special 3-week prayer time of the local churches in the Lord's recovery will take place. And we want to urge as many young people as possible to participate in this time of prayer with all the saints in the Lord's recovery. The co-workers in the Lord's recovery have issued a call to prayer, and I would like to read to you portions of this letter that the co-workers have issued. The Lord's recovery has come to a point where strong and effectual prayers before God's throne are required. The unprecedented hunger of sinners and Christians who are responding to the high gospel of God's salvation and the word of his truth, the rapidly declining situation of the world and of religion, the condition of lawlessness and apostasy on the earth, the fierce attack of the evil forces of Satan against the believers and the work of God, the desperate need of the local churches to be built up to have the reality of the body of Christ, and the undeniable signs of the consummation of the age and of the Lord's imminent return to bring in the kingdom age, all require particular prayer that is Satan defeating, divine will fulfilling, and age turning in power and impact. Exactly 50 years ago, in December 1962, Brother Lee and a few brothers prayed steadfastly several hours each day for 21 days in Los Angeles at the start of the work of the Lord's recovery in the Western world. The results of that prayer can be witnessed over the entire earth in the Lord's recovery today. Such prayer must be continued with greater intensity and scale by us in these days. What would happen if thousands of saints and hundreds of churches around the globe align their will with God's and respond to this present call to pray as one corporate warrior for the Lord's present move on earth? Will not the Father's name be sanctified, his kingdom come, and his will be done sooner as a result of such prayer? We are issuing a call to all the churches and the saints in the Lord's recovery, both individually and corporately, to awake and arise, to watch and pray, and to fulfill the greatest ministry of the Church of God during the first 21 days of December, making them days of prevailing petition and intercession. May the Spirit of grace and supplication be poured out upon us. May the Lord fill us with an unquenchable burden for prayer. May we linger at the incense altar to minister to him. May his victorious blood protect us and his cross operate to subdue our flesh. And may the prevailing prayers of the saints ascend to the heavens with the resurrected and ascended Christ as incense. Dear brothers and sisters and lovers of Christ, for the sake of God's interests, let us meet at the throne of God to pray in oneness and in harmony, and with faith, earnestness, and perseverance, let us join one another in prayer to turn the age. Amen. Dear young people, we want to urge you, encourage you, to join in this special time of prayer, to consecrate time over these next 3 weeks, to pray both individually and with your companions in groups of twos and threes, and maybe with larger groups of young people, and maybe to join the church prayer meeting. It might not be your habit to join the church's prayer meeting on a regular basis, but it would be so good if you could dedicate special time each of these coming 3 weeks to pray with the church for God's move on the earth. We have the example of Daniel in the Old Testament. He would pray 3 times a day with his windows open toward Jerusalem. That means that he prayed with a view for God's purpose, for God's interest, not merely that he prayed for his own things. Of course, we should always come to the Lord with all the things of our daily life. But Daniel prayed specifically for God's interests on the earth, even at the risk of his life. Also, in Daniel, we know in Daniel chapter 9 that when Daniel discovered, according to the scriptures, that the time was approaching for the captivity to be over, that is, the 70 years of captivity of the children of Israel when they were in Babylon, in bondage there. And he saw that in the book of Jeremiah, there was a prophecy that this time of captivity had been prophesied, and that it would only last 70 years. He set his face to pray toward God. And he prayed according to the word that that prophesied time would come to pass. He responded to God's word with prayer. And we also, seeing all the signs that the Lord is coming very soon, just as we have been fellowshipping with you in the recent weeks, we also need to respond with set times of prayer. Of course, this is not intended to be anything legal. Whosoever will may respond and join in on this burden. But we do encourage you to rise up to respond to the Lord's call at this very special time in the church history. Brother Lee's example, by his testimony of those 21 days of prayer in 1962, is very inspiring and very encouraging. And he shared with us in times after that, as he testified about those 21 days, that those few brothers, they prayed every day. And when asked, what did they pray for, or how did they pray, he just responded, well, we just prayed. And someone asked, how could you pray for so long, and how can you have the way to persevere in such prayer? And his response was, if there's burden, then you can pray. Of course, you may ask, how can you have such a strong burden to maintain or to persevere in prayer? Well, we would encourage you, just ask the Lord for the burden. Ask the Lord for the burden and for the perseverance. Again, brothers and sisters, this is nothing legal, but if you have the heart, we encourage you to pray individually every day for the Lord's move on the earth, and to pray with groups of twos and threes together, either every day or at set times during the week, and again, possibly to join the church's prayer meeting. It's possible that the church in your locality, in response to this burden, is doing something special as well. Try your best to join in with that. You may also ask, what would we pray for during these 21 days? Well, we could pray for the intensified preaching of the gospel and for the propagation of the word of the ministry throughout the whole earth, and for the establishment of new local churches, both in this country and throughout all the nations. We could pray for all the seeking ones, that the Lord would bring in the seeking ones and bring us into contact with those who are really seeking him, whether they are unbelievers or whether they are already believers but are still seeking more in their life and don't know yet about God's eternal purpose. We can even pray for the seekers on our campuses, on our college campuses, on our high school and junior high campuses, that the Lord would bring us into contact with them. We can pray for the church, and we can pray for all the saints in the church of all different ages, and we should pray for the rising up of the next generation. We can pray for the children, for the young people, for the college-age saints, and that all would grow up and participate in the testimony of the Lord in the local churches. We can pray for the young adult saints. We can pray for the older saints. We can pray that we would have a heart for all those around us in the gospel. We can pray for the campus work and the gospel work and the neighborhood children's meetings. We could pray for all the full-time trainings all over the earth. There are many, many things that we could pray for that touch God's desire and God's interests on the earth. If you would like some more specific guidelines or some direction in your prayer, you can go to www.beseeching.org. And there we have posted some suggestions for our prayer. Oh, brothers and sisters, we exhort you, we urge you, rise up and pray. Rise up to join the churches, to join the body in this ministry of prayer for these 3 weeks. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, on behalf of kings and all who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Paul tells Timothy, first of all, prayer. The first order of business should be prayer. In God's economy, if we want him to move in his economy, and if we especially want him to do a work in this age that will consummate the age and turn the age, the first thing we must do is pray. So we leave you with this, brothers and sisters. Join us to pray for God's desire for these 3 weeks. O Lord, we love you. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.